Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 to 34. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye shall have need of all these things, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. This paragraph from St. Matthew, chapter 6, is very beautiful, and no doubt lots of people could write different interpretations of it. But for me, the particular verse which interests me is, which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? When we are witnessing an event, particularly a nasty event like a mugging or something, the police always ask us how tall the culprit was. And it's extremely difficult to tell how tall people are. But in life, we meet so many people who think they are above others because they are so rich. And yet, even with all the money in the world, they could not make themselves either shorter or taller. And I feel in this way, this particular verse is a great leveller. And I find it quite fascinating.